I dove in. I can't. I was just mesmerized by research. I was doing independent study with every faculty member. Did independent study with four different faculty. But I was working with Sharon Gerwitz, who was the woman who was was my role model. We studied stereotyping. I did studies with Phil Brickman on equality and the preference for inequality. Worked with Camille Wortman. We were doing jury decision-making studies at that time. But in the context of discrimination and prejudice, this was all very early. This was when I was an undergraduate and before I decided to go to grad school at Northwestern.
Camille Wortman, she got her PhD in 1972. So she must have also been extremely young,
yes.
Beginning of her career.
Was very ambitious, really funny, and really, I would say Camille had charisma. I would meet with her, and I would walk in, and I would walk out thinking that I was the smartest student that ever lived. She would somehow present this incredibly interesting topic, and she would get you to think that it was yours, which, of course, you know, later I would realize, of course, she was just... And you wanted to work hard and please her and impress her.
Yeah.
And I worked my tail off. I worked with Camille, but Camille was only one of four. And I worked all the time. I was in a sorority at the time, and I identified a small room where I worked all the time. To get an A was not adequate for me. I wanted to get the number one grade in the class. I wanted to blow the curve in every psych class I took.
Yeah.
And I was somehow just driven. I had, Camille, I think in my letter of recommendation, put that I had blood-curdling ambition. Only once or twice met students that were like me. I was just absolutely driven.